You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me. Let's see what we can do in 15 minutes today. You're going to hear something I just taught on Wednesday night. I've finally got a great setup now, and we're recording the Wednesday night, not from up in the pulpit, but from down where the, you know, the seats are, a little more family-like. And it's not, you know, from up in the pulpit, far away from all of the seats and there's questions and, Lord willing, answers. So it's a little different environment, but I got a microphone there now, and we have some better sound, so we're able to. It's radio-worthy sound. Occasionally, I'm going to walk away from the mic to answer the question or draw on a black, right on a blackboard. So, but other than that, the sound's pretty good for this. And this is a brand-new series. Wednesday nights, we're in a series on Bible prophecy. We've been looking at the rapture. We've been looking at the two witnesses. We've spent a couple weeks on each one of those. We're going to get to the Antichrist in a couple weeks, the false prophet in a couple weeks. Then we're going to get to a seven-week series on the doctrine of Revelation. But here today, we're starting this short study here of 2 Thessalonians. More teachings on the rapture, especially next week. That's why Paul wrote this letter, because even way back then, 2,000 years ago, they were doing the same muck they're doing today. People, there was a false letter circulating supposedly from Paul telling them that they missed the rapture. They were even arguing back then, just like they are now. He's going to set the record straight in this letter of things that have to happen first, before any rapture can take place. So there's three chapters to this book. We're going to look at chapter one here today. What can we call it? Payback and relief. The shocking statement that the Lord's coming back. When he comes back again, he's coming back, Paul wrote, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on everyone that doesn't know God. And on everyone that doesn't obey the gospel. We're in chapter one. Enjoy this message here. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We'd love to see you. We're in the book of Acts on Sundays. We're about to pick it up with Paul defending himself. I think we're in chapter 20 or 21 this weekend. It's been some great services at Island lately, ever since the lockdown came and our doors are open. I'll tell you what, God has been rewarding everyone that's come out to Island Community Church to worship in spite of what's around them, in spite of the fears and the threats and the condemnation that comes down on people that want to go to church. God's been rewarding those with his Spirit and his presence. And I invite you out Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to see you. The Facebook Live will be kicking off at the when the sermon starts around 11 o'clock. But we'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30, and we will be back. All right, stay tuned. Here's chapter one, and on odd days that I'm not playing the Acts series, we'll be playing this series here from Wednesday nights in 2 Thessalonians.
We've been looking at Bible prophecy here on Wednesday nights. We looked at the rapture last week for the last 2 weeks, question and answers last week. We looked at Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses for a couple weeks. I want to start tonight, 2 Thessalonians, because that's going to talk more about the rapture when we get to chapter 2. It's a short book of three chapters, so I want to look at chapter 1 here tonight. In the book of Acts, we saw how Paul founded the church there in Thessalonica. If you'd like to turn there, Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths, that's important day there, to show you how long Paul was in town. For three Sabbaths, he reasoned with them in the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ," or Messiah. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women as well, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, they took some of the evil men from the marketplace, or if you recall my favorite King James scripture, some lewd fellows of the baser sort. I just love that translation. Lewd fellows of the baser sort. Ever met some of them? Lie, cheat, and steal to bring you down. Some lewd fellows of the baser sort gathered a mob and set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. I'm in Acts 17:6. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." And Jason has harbored them. These are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and their rest, they let them go. All right, so once again, Paul's involved in a ruckus. And what a scene you got here in Thessalonica. Three Sabbaths. So that was it. Three Saturday services. This is all the time that he spent there and founded this church. Now, these two letters to the church were Paul's first letters he ever wrote. 1 and 2 Thessalonians. He wrote it around 51 A.D. Written from Corinth, which again fits right into our studies. Remember, he got thrown out of this town, and then he got chased to Berea next. From there, he went to Corinth. When he was in Corinth, there already was trouble reaching his ears about what the Jews were doing there to try to disrupt. And not only that, we're going to find more trouble he was running into. Now, the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians was, as I said, written around 51, sent from Corinth soon after his first letter. Some members of the congregation in Thessalonica did not have a clear understanding of Paul's teaching concerning the day of Christ in his first epistle to them. There was a misunderstanding among some of the people regarding the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. They apparently had misinterpreted the meaning of the phrase as a thief in the night. They misunderstood that phrase, a thief in the night, thought it meant that it had to happen in their lifetime. Whereas the suddenness just means all of a sudden. It means at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man coming. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to happen in your lifetime. Obviously, because it didn't. They thought that since Christ would be coming soon, there was no point in continuing to work. That's what we're going to find in chapter 3. So chapter 1, he's greeting them. Chapter 2, he's going to address the problem. The problem was a false letter written in Paul's name. Someone pretending to be Paul wrote a letter telling them that they missed the rapture. That's why he wrote this letter. So that'll be chapter 2. Chapter 1, we're going to do in its entirety. Chapter 3, he's going to address people that aren't working anymore. Like 53% of the United States aren't working. Paul's going to tell them, which is where the famous text from the Bible says that if a man doesn't work when he's able to, neither what? Neither shall he eat, right? That's where this comes from. From people saying, well, what's the use of working now? Because Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. Bill, take thine ease. See, sit around and eat crackers. Why work? Paul corrects this in this second epistle by explaining to them, and this is why we're going to look at this, why this rapture or day of Christ couldn't come because certain things had to happen first. Amen. That's why we're looking at this book. Because it fits right in to the rapture stuff we've been looking at. We're going to get a whole different angle. We looked at Jesus's blow by blow. We looked at what the book of Revelation says. Now we're going to get to the Apostle Paul's description of what's going to happen. That'll have to be next week, though. For example, he states there's got to be a falling away first against God, led by one who will represent the epitome of lawlessness and anarchy. Moreover, Paul tells the believers in Thessalonica not to live at the expense of others, but to return to the Lord's work. In summary, the Thessalonians were apprehensive about the persistent persecution they were enduring. So he wrote this letter to comfort and exhort these believers to continue serving the Lord in spite of hardships. Okay, Paul, Silvanus or Silas, and Timothy. Two sounds like a greeting card, right? Or a Christmas card, right? Two from. To the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. The common greeting is charis and irene, which is what he wrote in all of his letters. Or in Hebrew, it would be over here. What? How do you spell it? Shalom. A shalom and irene.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.